You're listening to His Time. It is Thursday morning. It's time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Good morning, Andy, to you and your listeners. I hope everybody's doing well listening to His Time and, once again, learning and growing in their faith. Have things help get addressed and straightened out through the Bible and the confessions. And what I have this morning, I have three topics. I'm going to probably focus on one and get your input, since I've already chatted with you before this started, and I think your listeners need to know that Andy Bates is, when you talk about being on cue and getting ready to come on the radio, your listeners need to know that you are really up to date on a lot of the stuff I talk about, especially the last one, that you are informed, and not just in terms of the public arena, but the theology. By the way, listeners, Andy did not tell me to say that. So the one thing is, I think people need to have an understanding that the in vitro fertilization system here in the United States, actually throughout the world, isn't correct up to what people are saying in terms of the results. As people get older, even through IVF, there's this thing that we can get you a baby any way you want it, like Sherman Silver says out of St. Luke's in West County. But it is true that as they get over 30, let's say 33 to and beyond, it goes way down to 14%. The problem, however, not only is that an issue in the expense, because the average cost of one cycle of IVF is around $60,000, and that includes everything that's involved, in spite of the initial price, which could be anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000, is the issue of the frozen embryos and what happens to them. And I think this whole issue, because we do not have any regulations in terms of legal jurisdictions across the United States, is that there are, well, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, probably about 700,000 unclaimed frozen embryos that have been fertilized by men, not necessarily husbands, and certainly not this goofy phrase called significant other. My wife is significant, but she's not my other. And this is a politically correct term by husbands and wives. I think that people need to understand that these are human beings created by God, and this takes us back to the basics of the first article. So I just wanted to kind of let everybody know that in spite of the cost, they have to know that they're dealing with a human being here, and not to stuff that off to the side and say, well, we hope it works, because you're dealing with probability and genetics here in the size of an IVF institute, but in God's eyes, you're dealing with a human being here and needs to be cared for. Well, what ultimately is important here is this thing called church aches. And I'm going to spell this for your listeners, C-H-U-R-C-H-I-X, church aches. And this is face recognition technology that is now entering into the realm of church attendance. And what happens is, and I think this gets into the ninth and tenth commandment, seeking to gain that which doesn't belong to you. I guess in our government we would call this privacy issues. But what they do is they have a video camera throughout the church. This doesn't mean they couldn't have it in other places. And as people pass out of the church, this video camera sequences the people in attendance and gives them a name. You know, their name comes up on the computer screen as you're watching this. And then that name, because of the computer program and software, is then shifted into the attendance category of each person's face that has been preloaded and taken by a very good camera, much like a passport picture. So that if I walk through and it says Robert Weiss, that Robert Weiss goes into the already photographed Robert Weiss and it checks me off that I was there. And you can even, if you wanted to go back and say, I want to really see if Bob was really in church like he said he was, you can type in the name, and if it doesn't come up, that means, oops, I didn't sign the register the right way. So what is happening here is this, you know, our church is going to go to this kind of system, because this whole computer system can identify, you know, it'll sequence not just general people, but specific persons. And the other side of the coin is, what's going to happen if a church church decides to do this in nursing homes and healthcare homes, and they say, well, I want to go to church, but you don't know that I want to go to church, and can you start to have churches? Now, this is going to be stretching it, but this is what's been talked about. What about churches, home churches, where a pastor sets up satellite churches in homes, and they put the camera in the home, and the camera is turned on at specific times to say, oh, now we have 8 people studying the Bible in this home. And now this, again, is going to seem far-fetched for some people listening, but now we can do communion. I can do it at the church, and we can even reverse this so people can kind of see the pastor in their home and the pastor can see them on a big screen. So this whole issue of imagine that you're a pastor of an American megachurch or just a church and you need to track attendance of your flock for spiritual, quote-unquote, and financial purposes, but your records are always inaccurate, okay? So what about face recognition? This is where this company called Churchix is marketing software that will track faces in the crowd and add their names to a database. So I think as scary as this might seem to some of your listeners, I think once again, this is just kind of talking about it here in his time so that they become aware and become a little more proactive than reactive, because it's here. And I think that this calls us to say, okay, if this comes up, is this something we want to get involved with personally? Andy, I think this is something down the road churches need to make sure that they're ready for, because as you and I both know, computer technology moves very fast, and to say, well, this will never happen in our church or our satellite church, I think behooves us not to be so ignorant, but to be prepared, especially theologically, with these are Christians we're dealing with, not just a bunch of faces.
So what you're saying is there's more to what is church, what is faith, than simply showing up on Sunday and having a camera recognize you.
Ah, see, folks, there you go. There's Andy right on top of this again. No, I'm serious, you're right. What is church? You're exactly right. And I think, once again, we can go back in, and here we go again, which is what you do on your program so well, is back to the basics of what is church. And certainly from the scriptures and definitely the confessions, in terms of how we define church as not just a whole bunch of bodies stuck in a pew or in a small area, but these are people who have been, that are part of the quote-unquote body of Christ, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, you know, we're all individuals but part of the body of Christ. I think, once again, this is going to call us into study what does it mean to be church, baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ, and then to speak about the whole body of Christ issue, because, you know, it's like, and he uses the human body as part of this, so the arm can't function without the head and vice versa. So this calls, I think, pastors to get into, in a proactive sense, once again, to go back to the basics and what does church mean in terms of our Christian identity, and is this something that we need to be thinking about, or just sort of slough it off and say, ah, that's never going to happen here. But if it doesn't happen here, there could be another church that does it, and people may come to you and say, you know, why don't we do something like this, Pastor? This seems to be a pretty easy way. And so it might be the individuals in the church thinking, this is going to take a load off of me. I don't have to worry about on Monday morning sitting and counting attendance anymore. So people say, I don't have to do this. Let's do this. And so I think that's another issue that has to be dealt with.
Now, this isn't to say that that attendance isn't important, because attendance means that you're showing up to hear the word of God, to receive the good gifts of God. So that certainly is important.
Well, yeah. In other words, why... Here we go again, another basic question. Why is it important that the pastor, the elders, the spiritual caretakers of the overall church itself, that is the visible church that we see people out there, which we both know there are Christians and unbelievers and fence sitters and so forth, that are maybe in people struggling over whether or not they want to be there, it's important so that they can identify those individuals who maybe show up certainly every Sunday, but more importantly, as the Lord says, he came for the sick, not the healthy. Those people who maybe show up under special occasions, or maybe show up after the death of a loved one and you haven't seen them for a long time, those are reasons for a pastor and the elders to address issues of a person that, gee, I wonder why Joe showed up or Bob showed up. He hasn't been here for 6 months. You know, well, those two things that happened there, maybe you haven't been in touch with Joe for 6 months, and or maybe something did occur to Joe that brought him back. And it's always good to know these things, not to get personal and to delve into personal issues, but to care for the whole body and soul of that individual through the means of grace.
Hmm. And that's what the church is all about. That's what the church is. The people of God gathering around and receiving those good gifts of God, and hopefully joyfully.
Yes, unquestionably. And I think that this is something where you look at the whole ball of wax, as they say, from the standpoint of the church, of the right hand kingdom, and know that here's where people are, and this is why we're concerned about whether or not you're in the church, worshiping the Lord, thanking Him for all the good gifts He has given to you, in body and soul, especially through baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the gospel. And so that's what I think is ringing out to me in this whole issue of identifying people through this whole issue of ChurchX video software and trying to market it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. Always relevant and current issues. Thanks for bringing that to our attention and looking forward to future conversations.
You bet. God be with you and your listeners.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And also with you. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the Daily New Testament reading here on Worldwide KFUO.